at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with Matt Wells with Syngenta. And first of all, Matt, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for Syngenta.
So I am a sales rep for Syngenta. I work the central eastern part of Kentucky, kind of the eastern half, I guess. Just working with our retailers, our farmers, kind of helping them to grow more with less. It seems like different days. Just kind of work through all the retail channels.
Okay. Well, I know Syngenta has a history here with the show, especially being the sponsor of the national or the championship tractor pull that goes on each night here. We're in your exhibit, actually kind of above your exhibit, which
right.
I like, getting a bird's eye view. Tell us what attendees will find when they come visit Syngenta.
You get a whole lot of different questions with different farmers, different areas, different backgrounds, people that come in. They all like to come in and see our different planter boxes, showing different with Palmer, pigweed, and glyphosate resistance being a bigger deal in different growing areas. There's a lot of questions around that. We have different everything from wheat to corn, to cotton, to soybeans, even showing frog eyes, strobilurin resistant in our soybean planter box and how Quadra's Top is helping in that different scenarios. People coming by asking around about our artesian corn and how that those varieties work versus our other varieties and how they differentiate and exactly what they do with helping in drought and stressed situations. People asking all sorts of questions from anything from canola to corn to beans, and you kind of help them solve any answers or problems that they have kind of with where they're at.
How about from the people you've had a chance to speak with here? Is there anything that they, any sort of theme in terms of questions they're asking? Or is it, I mean, you know, we're about to go into a, hopefully a new planting season here for some crops, you know?
There's been a lot around resistance. As far as glyphosate resistance, with how, you know, we don't have Palmer amaranth yet, but we've seen some stuff with mare's tail or water hemp, or what are some things that I can do so I don't get to that scenario like other areas of the country are in. At the same time, they're looking at the commodity prices with how they've changed over the last year and, you know, how we're going to make everything work. So it's a lot of going, let's keep our fields clean, while let's increase our yields, and let's really kind of take advantage of going into this 2014.
From your perspective out in the field, your territory even, what's most exciting to you of what Syngenta is bringing to the market these days, or even as we go into the new season?
Well, we're bringing out with a lot of new different soybean varieties in my area that are really going to help me out, between a 4.2 and a 4.7, our brand new ones. We're bringing out a lot of new bean varieties more rapidly, it seems like. Have a couple new corn hybrids that are exciting. Have some new chemistries that we're going to be looking at, doing some testing on this year, getting labeled and everything else. A lot of guys are still excited with how well Palisade worked as a growth regulator on our wheat this past year. So a lot of guys are looking to kind of maximize their wheat yields with what winter wheat we already have out there. And a lot of guys are looking, and there's more and more seed treatment being done in the soybean game, where it seems like that hasn't been as big. It continues to grow. And a lot of guys are looking more fungicides on the corn. There's a lot of different opportunities that guys, everybody's trying to figure out what's going to maximize their yield and best way to most efficiently do it. There's a lot of conversations around that.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for giving us a glimpse of what's up with Syngenta and here at your exhibit at the National Farm Machinery Show. I've been visiting with Matt Wells, and here from Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.